Hachette Audio presents Hope for Cynics, The Surprising Science of Human Goodness, written and read by Jamil Zaki. For Louisa and Alma, IFNMW. Hope is not a lottery ticket you can sit on the sofa and clutch, feeling lucky. It is an axe you break down doors with in an emergency. Rebecca Solnit. I was always jealous of Emile Bruneau. We were both professors of psychology. We both used brain science to study human connection and hoped our work could help people connect more effectively. We presented at many of the same conferences and snuck out for martinis at many hotel bars, becoming fast friends along the way. Emile probably made a lot of people jealous. A square-jawed ex-rugby player, he turned heads anywhere he went, which was everywhere he could. Emile worked to promote peace in Northern Ireland, biked across South Africa, and grappled with a local wrestling champion in Mongolia. At home, he assembled a Ford Model A, tended bees, and built his kids a treehouse more elaborate than some New York City apartments. His professional accomplishments were just as impressive. Emile founded the Peace and Conflict Neuroscience Lab at the University of Pennsylvania, which pioneered scientific tools for overcoming hatred. Emile was larger than life, but the thing I most envied about him was his hope. This might seem strange, given what I do for a living. For 2 decades, I've studied kindness and empathy, teaching people around the world about the importance of these virtues. This has made me an unofficial ambassador for humanity's better angels, often recruited to jumpstart people's faith in one another. But all this time, I've lived with a secret. In private, I'm a cynic, prone to seeing the worst in people. This tendency began early. A chaotic family life made it hard for me to trust people's intentions. Since then, I've found stronger emotional footing through new relationships and been uplifted by science as well. My lab and I have discovered that most people value compassion over selfishness, that donating money activates similar parts of your brain as eating chocolate, and that helping others through their stress soothes our own.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?